おはよう、東京。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san are back again. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, an innovative and revolutionary way to master Japanese. The program that we have developed here at JapanesePod101.com enables you, the listener, to study anywhere, at any time, at your own pace. In this introductory series, we'll walk you through several short episodes to show you the benefits of JapanesePod101.com.Today's lesson is a beginner lesson. Now, before we begin, these lessons are designed to be used in tandem with the learning tools found in our Premium Learning Center. Now, you can find out more about this and more about JapanesePod101.com at our website, which is, Chigusa-san?
JapanesePod101.com.
That's it. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your 7-day free trial. Now, today's format is a bit different than yesterday's. In beginner lessons,We give you the conversation at normal native speaking speed. The second time is slower, a slow version of the same conversation. The third time includes the English translation. Then after that, we look at vocabulary and the conversation itself. So with that said, please listen to the following conversation. Here we go.
はじめまして。私は山口ちぐさです。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私は渡辺義弘です。よろしくお願いします。
One more time, slowly please.
はじめまして。私は山口ちぐさです。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私は渡辺義弘です。よろしくお願いします。
This time?Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
私は山口ちぐさです。
I am Chigusa Yamaguchi.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me.
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
私は渡辺義弘です。
I am Yoshihiro Watanabe.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me. Today we're working on self-introductions. Now, this is the standard. When you meet someone, you'll go through these set phrases over and over. What we'd like to do now is take apart this conversation and look and see what's in there to give you a better idea of how the Japanese language works. So, Chigusa-san, what's the first phrase you say when you meet somebody?
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you. How do you do? Can you break this down for us?
はじめまして。し、て、はじめまして。
Yoshi-san, one time please.
はじめまして。
Literally, this means first time, for the first time. So you're technically meeting someone for the first time. That's the literal meaning. Now when we interpret it, it becomes nice to meet you. How do you do? Because in English, this is what we say when we meet someone for the first time. But in Japanese, it's
はじめまして。
This is followed by the next sentence, Chigusa-san.
私は山口ちぐさです。
Several parts to this sentence. First part of the sentence, we have
私
pronoun I. Can you break this down?
私
This is followed by
私
A topic marker. In Japanese, as the sentence structure is very flexible, particles are used to designate grammatical role. Here, the pronoun I, 私 is marked by the particle 私This is followed by
山口ちぐさ
Chigusa's name. Now, listen to the name one more time.
山口ちぐさ
In Japanese, the order is reversed. You give your last name first, your first name last. Chigusa-san, your last name is
山口
And first name is
ちぐさ
In English, we say Chigusa Yamaguchi. And then we have
です
The copula, almost equivalent to the English verb to be.Here, it also makes the sentence polite. So can you give us the sentence in its entirety one more time?
私は山口ちぐさです。
Okay, now let's get it from Yoshi-san.
はじめまして。私は渡辺義弘です。
Same pattern here. We have the pronoun I, which is
私
Topic marker?
わ
Followed by your name. Remember, last name first in Japanese.
渡辺義弘
So your last name is?
渡辺
And your first name?
義弘
And finally, you finish off the sentence with?
です。
Nice to meet you. I am Yoshihiro Watanabe. This is followed by an extremely polite and versatile expression, which is translated as please be kind to me in this context. You'll find the more you study Japanese, the more meanings this phrase can take on. Here it's translated as please be kind to me. Chigusa-san, can you give us that expression in its entirety?
よろしくお願いします。
Can you break down the first word?
よろしくよろしく
Now let's take a look at the latter phrase. Chigusa-san?
お願いします。
Okay, first part we have.
お願い
Break this down.
お願いお願い
Followed by?
します。
Break this down.
しますします
This phrase is actually a standalone expression, meaning the equivalent of please in English. So if you want something, you can ask for it by saying
お願いします。
If you want someone to do something for you, you can ask them with
お願いします。
Of course, before that you have to specify what you want, but this is the deal closer. You can also use it to convey that you want something. For example, you can go to a store, point to something and say
お願いします。
Letting the person know that you want this. This expression is extremely important and widely used in Japanese. Now, let's take a look at this word, お願い. What verb is this based off of?
願う.
Which means?
To wish.
And the grammar behind how we get to お願いします is a bit beyond the scope of this beginner's lesson, but it's a humble wish. That's the literal translation, but we interpret it as please. So, when you take this phrase and put it together with
よろしく。
よろし is the polite form of yoi, which means good or nice. And here it's actually acting as an adverb. So the literal translation is nicely please. This is then interpreted as please be nice to me. Please be kind to me. Now, in Japanese, the verbs come at the end of the sentence. お願いします, the verb comes at the end. But it is not a problem. We are going to guide you through this amazing, fascinating language.We are going to turn this into such a fun learning experience that you're going to want more and more Japanese. Now what we're going to do is show you how to use what we learned today. Yoshi-san, so I come to Japan and I meet someone for the first time. What am I going to do?
You introduce yourself.
All right, so can you show me how to introduce myself?
はじめまして。私は渡辺よしひろです。よろしくお願いします。
So, the only thing that changes...From that whole expression is the name part, correct?
Correct.
That's it. Everything else is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to do is insert my name where your name went.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me how to say my name in Japanese?
Peter.
So this part is substituted for the names to this point.
Right.
And as it could be a bit difficult, it's okay if I leave out my last name, right?
Right.
So it would be? はじめまして。私はピーターです。よろしくお願いします。
Correct.
All right. It's that easy. That's the only part that changes. So if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we can help you get your name in Japanese. And that way, you'll be able to introduce yourself. This is one of the best features about learning this way. The interactivity. The ability to listen and then come to the website, ask questions. How do I say my name in Japanese? We can help you get through your course. So,Now that you've listened to the lesson, come by JapanesePod101.com and visit our Premium Learning Center, equipped with the tools to reinforce what you learn here. Test yourself, listen to the conversation line by line, then get some of the great learning tools on your iPod and take them with you wherever you go. Furthermore, there's a detailed write-up of this lesson inside the PDF, so stop by JapanesePod101.com and be sure to sign up for your free 7-day trial to see everything we have to offer for you to take your Japanese to the next level.That's gonna do it for today.
また明日。
またね。